Exploring Science in the Sea. Killer whales near the Atlantic coast of Spain and Portugal have been living up to their name. From May 2020 through the end of 2023, they killed 4 boats and attacked hundreds of others. Marine biologists are still trying to explain why. They're not the first reported whale attacks in that part of the world. In fact, the earliest known attacks anywhere took place in the northeastern Mediterranean, near Constantinople. Those attacks were blamed on a single whale, Porphyrios. The attacks took place about 1,500 years ago. They lasted for 50 years. The attacker might have been a sperm whale, although orcas, killer whales, are more common in that region. Porphyrios attacked all types of boats. Sailors traveled around its home waters to avoid the danger. Most of the recent attacks have involved sailing vessels. Orcas approach from behind a boat and ram into the rudder, disabling the craft. They sometimes hit the hull as well, poking holes that sink the boats. All of the attacks have been near the coast or in the Strait of Gibraltar. They may have been started by a single female named White Gladys. The groups often are led by a larger orca, with smaller, younger ones learning from their elder. Scientists have speculated that White Gladys was injured in a collision with a boat or entangled with a fishing net and was after revenge. Others say it's just a fad, a type of play that's passed from whale to whale, a scary fad for sailors. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.